This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar, together with Philip C. and Kusu Chuang. So Home Minister Datuk Sri Hamzah Zainuddin this week said that the government will implement a national digital identity system by 2024. So according to the minister, the initiative is not a replacement for the MyCard, or as we call it, the IC. Instead, it's a form of digital identification and self-authentication for individuals using the latest biometric technologies such as fingerprint, facial or iris recognition for people while conducting business online.
The National Digital Identity rollout is part of the government's ambitious My Digital Blueprint launched earlier this year, with the aim of ensuring flexible and secure online transactions as well as reducing administrative costs while delivering more efficient services. It really sounds like a positive development on paper, but is Malaysia ready to go digital on this front?
So for a better understanding what this system could look like, we speak to Dr. Lau Chirhan, Chief Data Scientist at LEAD, a tech skills organization. Good morning, Chirhan. Thanks for speaking with us today. Can we start with maybe just a basic understanding of the national digital identity? How is this different from the MyCard?
Morning, everyone. So I think you guys gave a very good introduction earlier that a national digital ID is not a replacement of MyCard, right? It's not a replacement of our IC. So a national ID should be a digital version of our ID that help us to authenticate ourselves and also authorize us to carry out certain activities. And the key here is without revealing too much of our personal information. Let me give you an example, right? When we go to sign up for a mobile phone plans, the verification process now should take our ICs, and we don't know, for some reasons they want to do a background check. But it should just tell us that, hey, this guy is clean, right? He did not have any outstanding bills with any telcos. You don't want to know his birthday or his addresses and whatnot. So this is what a national digital ID is for. It should complement MyCard and protect our identities when we are carrying out especially online activities.
Yeah, so the government has already numerous databases with information on Malaysian citizens and residents. Will this harmonize, will the NDI harmonize this or add another layer of bureaucracy?
So it certainly will harmonize the entire processes, because that's exactly the problem right now. We have too many databases, but we don't have an SSOT. We don't have a single source of truth. So if we see NDI as a reliable middleman or agent, right, it should be able to streamline and improve the overall quality of all the information in our databases. So every single department or ministries, we're able to share a common standards from the data collection, data storage to the data governance. Now, of course, on the citizen side, right, what we want to see is that implementing a digital ID like this is to accelerate the evolutions of, let's say, financial services, fintech and government e-services. And through those services and initiatives, we move towards a smarter nation, and ultimately we achieve some sustainable goals like reducing carbon footprints. And through these sort of digital verifications, right, we want to save up a lot of resources on, say, identification of fraud cases in e-commerce and cyberbullying as well. So basically, NDI is to harmonize this. It should not add another layer of bureaucracy, and essentially, it prepares ourselves for the new economy.
Oh, but Chirhan, I mean, harmonizing and streamlining all these different disparate databases sounds like a real big challenge, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
So what are the biggest challenges here in implementing it then?
I think from my perspective, or from a tech guy perspective, right, we are not so worried about the technologies, because implementing an NDI is not about using the latest, coolest technologies, you know, not to say blockchain or AI or anything, but it's about the process of getting buy-ins from different departments and agencies. Because right now, we have some ministries and agencies who are quite ahead in terms of digitalizations, or some of them, they are still heavily relying on papers and Microsoft Excel. And another challenging part that I see here is the private-public collaborations. Like during the COVID time, right, during the pandemic period, we see that there are quite a number of shop owners, they refuse to set up, let's say, an e-wallet, although it's very convenient and not hard to do so, and they just prefer cash transactions. So education part and the transparency is definitely what we need. And if we don't deal with these issues up front, people would think that, you know, government is just trying to extend their reach and mine our data. So this is something that we should be quite careful of.
All right. So in your view, the biggest challenge really is trying to get everyone on the same page, both within government and the multitude of agencies involved in all the databases that they have, as well as within the public in order to sort of use this system in their day-to-day life. I do still want to ask about our infrastructure, though. I mean, does Malaysia have the digital infrastructure to actually facilitate this NDI system, or is this going to require a pretty big outlay to actually get everything set up?
So if we look at the current roadmap or the blueprint, and you know, we're expecting to see 5G by latest end of next year, the infrastructure on the hardware side should be ready. But when we look at a digital transformation exercise like this, right, we have to see it both from the digitization and digitalization. So for the digitization part, to digitize the data, I can safely say that we're ready. But the tricky part is that to digitalize the process, right? Because like you say, the main goal is to get everybody on the same page. And throughout the entire business process transformation, that requires every single party involved to be on the same page. So if any of the party or any of the components are not well digitalized, then it will fail. Yeah, so that is the challenges here. It's not so much on the infra side, but it's on the readiness of the infra.
And Chen, I think most importantly of all, in the formulation of this digital identity, right, how can we completely remove any concern that political powers may be able to capture or kidnap or use this data for their own narrow political concerns?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Now, the people need to understand is that you like it or not, yeah, everything that you do online, it leaves a digital footprint. If it's not with us, it's the IP address that you have captured, it's the cookies in your browsers, and you send all, it sent the telcos and the like Facebook, Instagram models, they have more data than the government has and know about us. Okay, that's number one thing that we need to understand. And the whole purpose of NDI is to abstract the entire layer. So it's to provide a zero knowledge proof, you know, a verifiable credentials for us and help us to stay even lower and more anonymous while we are carrying out those activities. And if you have the latest version of iOS, you should be able to see that. So it's another layer of identity to protect us from revealing unnecessary information about ourselves.
Well, building on that, Chuang's point on cybersecurity risk, but on a separate related note, can you perhaps allay our concerns over the recent glitch in the MySujatra app? Because there were a lot of concerns that there was a data security risk there.
Totally understand that. I mean, if I receive a weird SMS in the middle of the night with an OTP, definitely I will be scared, right? But from a technical standpoint, the recent glitch is definitely a design flaw, but it's a relatively minor issue. I would say probably, you know, 3 out of 10, that sort of things. And based on the initial investigation by MOH and Nexa, it does not open up any further backdoor for exploitation. So that's good news. So at this stage, I would say it's a red flag, but I don't see any potential data security risk. But there's a but here. What is more worrying is that, you know, those comments that utilize WhatsApp and they speak to our parents and elderly, they will take advantage of this news and start to do some social engineering scam and exploit the fear in them and in those people who are less technical savvy. I think this is something that we should pay attention and avoid it from happening in the future.
Chirhan, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning. That was Dr. Lau Chirhan, Chief Data Scientist at the Tech Skills Organization LEAD, discussing what the National Digital Identity System is. And on that note, also talking about the MySujatra app and just the glitches that happened recently and concerns that we, you know, legitimately should have on this.
Well, it's the trust deficit, right? And I think the point of the questioning that I posed to Chirhan was basically whether there's going to be capture or not, and, you know, capture for the wrong reasons. I mean, ever since the advent of the COVID era, The surveillance state has actually accelerated in strength. And now, basically, most countries in the world know the movements and the whereabouts of their people at any point in time. Every time we go to a place, we've got to scan and show that we're there. But it's been very much one way, right? Because we don't know where our leaders are going. We don't know where they've been going. We don't know what they've been doing. I think it should be two ways. I mean, you know, this is something that Yuval Harari, the historian, has pointed out. The surveillance state actually works in one direction to the benefit of the leaders, but we don't know where they're going. We don't know what they're doing. Least of all, what their plans are. So it should be two ways. To be completely transparent.
Transparency on all levels, essentially.
Absolutely.
We do have a poll running on our Twitter account. We're asking you today, are you in support of the digital identity system? And do tell us why. It's pretty mixed, actually, the results. There's no one overwhelming winner. I think, all of them, all the answers have their fair share of supporters. 25% of you say yes, it's more efficient. 42% of you are probably echoing Chuang's concerns. Security is a main thing. And 33% says not sure, need more info. And I think I myself fall within that camp. I need to better understand how this system is supposed to work for us. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.